Alderman Dandria.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Evans.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Present.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Happy Independence Day to all of you. I hope to see you all at the parade. I'm thinking of doing a raffle to find out who can guess the amount of Tootsie Roll Minis that I'm going to distribute on Friday. Item B, citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to comment? Mr. Sakwinski, name and address, please, for the record.
Jay Sakwinski, 2807 West Plaza Drive, Franklin. Lived here over 40 years. I'm here again to express my opposition to the Medical College of Wisconsin study that's going on between the paramedics, fire department, and the citizens of this good city. I think it is, although they say they meet the legal obligation, highly immoral. It's got me half crazy just thinking about it, that people are automatically opted into a program that is a test study. The only way you can get out of it is to opt out, and Janet helped me find the link to opt out, and you have to wear a red bracelet around you. I can tell you it's crazy. I'm not a guinea pig. I'm not a lab rat, and neither is anybody else in this city, and everybody's here. All of southern Wisconsin, is my understanding, is involved. It is also my understanding, I'd like an answer, is that this program, Franklin was enrolled in it by the fire chief suggesting it to this body, and by this body I mean not these members, because some of you may not have been here, and you people authorized it. I'd like to know if that is actually true. I've never seen Franklin newsletter, never seen anything relative to the study that's being conducted. It's a life and death situation with a placebo involved. I think it's insane. We advertise picking up trash and brush better than we do something like this. I've got no problem, and I'm not opposed to medical research. I think it's wonderful. Like, I think it's good. The problem I have is people are asked to opt in to any study. It's never an automatic opt-in, and you're on your own to try and opt out. It's crazy. My father fought in World War II, was captured at the Battle of the Bulge. I served 6 years in the U.S. Army. As I can tell you that that's not what this country's built on. But I like my question answered. Was it this, not this body, but this body, did they authorize that program being implemented into this city to all these citizens that are sitting here?
I'm not sure, Mr. Sakwinski, that at this time we can answer that question.
Okay.
But I will get the answer for
right.
you.
Is that I would like this program terminated as fast as possible, and I understand there's some kind of contract. Contracts are made to be broken. That if they want a program like this, people should be asked to participate. And just for the record, there's over 1 million people that are involved in this study. There's only 8 people that have opted out. 9 now, because I opted out. It's insane that people weren't informed on it. Thank you.
Thank you. And you and I will keep in touch, as will Alderman Evans and the fire chief as well. Thank you. Anyone else wishing to comment on any subject? Anyone else? Speak now. I'll now close the citizen comment period. Item C, approval of regular minutes of a regular meeting of June 17th. Any additions or corrections?
I have something.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Item G22, just the second part of that, where it said, upon re-entering open session, I feel as though the motion wasn't quite as listed here, wasn't quite as factual as what we were actually talking about in the closed session. In the closed session, we had talked about the staff.
Point of order.
I'm sorry.
No discussion in closed session.
Oh. Okay.
You can change the wording of.
Well,
the
about motion. The staff working on what they were supposed to work on, and there's nothing in the minutes to say that staff is actually going to work with the aldermen and the people in question to. You know what I'm saying?
I would. Well, I don't, but because I wasn't there. But I would suggest Alderwoman Mayor motion to approve accepting G22, and then work with clerk.
Okay.
Mr. City Attorney.
Actually, I did look at those minutes, and the minutes are accurate. I think the concern just might be some coordination by staff with the alder persons on the matters discussed and closed.
Alderwoman Wellham.
Well, I was actually going to suggest on G17. What we actually did, it says no action was taken at this time, but what we did was the council opted to gather additional information related to item G22 before taking this up. So there was the motion was made by Alderman Schmidt, and then he withdrew his motion based on my suggestion that there might be additional information, and so he withdrew his motion, and then so although there wasn't really an action, I thought it might help the situation for G22 for Alderwoman Mayor if it said the council opted to gather additional information related to item G2 before making the decision, which, you know, because that's what happened. You weren't here, but that's what we actually did.
Okay, Alderwoman Evans, and then I'm going to...
I understand the concern about G-222, but this was my motion.
Okay. So there is no motion on it, Madam Clerk.
I hate to make this longer, but I was not here at the motion, so that is actually word for word from the...
Alderwoman Wellham.
Well, that's why I'm suggesting if we just change the what council actually did was opting to gather additional information related to item G22. If you add it on G17, it addresses that, addresses one thing, why there was no action taken on G17, because they're saying with council no action was taken and no direction, or including soliciting public input. Which isn't necessarily true, because when we had an additional discussion, we actually had some direction.
Is there a motion in that discussion?
Is there a motion on the floor right now?
There is not.
Well, okay.
And I desperately am looking. Yes, Madam Chair.
And Alderwoman Wellham is reading G17 from the page that was included in your packet, but last evening there was amended page with G17 after a discussion with Mr. Luberta, we removed the words including soliciting public input for additional project ideas because there was no motion, so you're including things that were not directed because of no motion. So it was sort of a triple negative. So we removed that line.
Was there an issue?
There was an issue placed at your spot last evening.
And it crossed off the including right after
it,
that?
Correct. It ended at 4/2015.
Okay, so I can make a motion based on that information.
Okay, please do.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as corrected to item G17 after 2015, and the council opted to gather additional information related to item G22.
Is there support for that?
I'll second.
Any other discussion? Alderwoman Evans.
That was not my motion. I mean, my motion for G22 is exactly as I stated it.
But the, but her change is for G17.
Right.
Is that correct?
That's correct. If I can clarify that. My change just lets people know that the Community Development Block Grant Program motion made by Alderman Schmidt, why the council, why he would do his motion. That's all it's clarifying.
Can you repeat, please, what you said about G22?
It just says that council opted to gather additional information rather than acting upon this related to item G22. Because we said, well, we might, I had suggested as sitting in the chair that we might not want to make the action that Alderman Schmidt made because there was additional information for us to maybe learn about when we talked about G22. And that's why he withdrew his motion.
Alderman Evans, on the motion.
I'd just like to say that on the motion, I'm not sure that that is what Alderwoman Mayer was referencing, but she would have to speak to that.
Okay. There's a motion on the floor with an additional item added to G17 against the already corrected version of G17.
No, it includes that correction.
Okay. Any other discussion of that? Although seeing none, all those in favor of the motion to approve signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
Opposed.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
No.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion carries. Vote is 5-4, 1 against, and I'm sorry, but I got to take my jacket off. I thought it was going to be an easy meeting. Okay, item.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir. Alderman Mayer.
We have a controversy in the minutes. I think the minutes need to be accurate and reflective of feelings of people that made motions on them. Do we have any other options for this? Can it be tabled until next meeting and we can get a discussion and get some solid.
Can I kick this one first? Okay, the motion's been passed. So if you want to reconsider the motion, in as much as you're on the affirmative side, you may make a motion that's to rescind the motion. Reconsider. Sorry. Mr. Assistant.
My only comment is I was waiting on a copy of the printed minutes because I had to provide information to another staff member with regard to a motion that I read into the record, and I can't always read and write at the same time, so, and it was a bit lengthy. And I can tell you that I received the minutes somewhere in the neighborhood of approximately 11 p.m. last Thursday because the clerk was at the league conference. And I understand that she listened to the audio of the meeting that night, and I dare say that then the minutes, as drafted, accurately reflect the actual stated motions. I don't know where you draw a line when the motion or when the process for minutes is to recite the action items taken. And someone might stand up and say, well, you voted no on this, and then when the minutes are up for approval, somebody says, I'd like to amend that to say that the result was yes. I mean, that's the ultimate argument against doing it. I understand Alderman Wilhelm, where there's no action taken, maybe some reason could put there, but then where do you draw the line? Some boards and commissions in the city of Franklin have minutes that go on for pages and pages and pages, and I'm aware of other municipalities where it's the same thing. It takes a day and a half for a staff member just to prepare the minutes, and there's editorial comment, and then when they're reviewed, it's another 45-minute discussion as opposed to here's the action that was taken, and the public is aware of the agenda items, the packets are online, and here's the action that was taken.
So if I interpret that correctly, then I would move to reconsider the approval of the minutes with the amendment.
there's support for that? Seeing no support, motion dies due to lack of second. Minutes are approved as amended. Okay, item E, boards and commissions appointments. I present to you Kevin Brandt for the Technology Commission. He's second district.
Move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderwoman Roham.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
And for the Common Council, I'll ask the clerk to produce a list of outstanding appointments, so we can update that.
Right now.
Item G1, consent agenda. With the council's permission, I'd like to pull item B out and give a small presentation from the city finance officer. Is there a motion on item A?
I'll move.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Mr. Rotzenberg, please. The reason I asked Paul to do this is the last couple of months the Finance Committee looked at the financials, but the Common Council did not. I think it's important that we get a highlight of where we're at, and it's been 6 months, so here we go.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would start off by saying that these financials, as the mayor has mentioned, were reviewed by the Finance Committee at its recent meeting and recommended to this body for acceptance and approval. Just by way of highlights, the memos that I've attached sort of describe what's going on in the city, and then there are individual statements on the funds that the Common Council controls. The most salient points that I'd like to bring to your attention is that the new financial system that was installed last fall permits the finance department to capture transactions earlier in the process than it has in the past. So as you look at these statements, some expenses might look like they're exceeding either the budget or prior year, but it's only because we're able to capture information quicker. I give you as an example. In early July, we will receive from our waste hauler an invoice for the June activity. In prior years, that would be recorded as a July expense. With the new software, we're able to push that back into June, so that the June invoice, which arrives in July, gets recorded as a June expense. And that's by the end of the year, those things will have balanced themselves out and will not be an issue. The other element that I would make note of, and is highlighted in the memo that you saw, but it's very new, is that the new software also allows us to capture encumbrances as we move along, so that when the staff issues purchase orders to suppliers for materials, those expenses are immediately recorded as expenses in the books as an encumbrance, and we have reflected in these statements those encumbrances so that you see those monies having been already expensed. The most salient point on that, or example of that, is in late March, the Common Council approved the purchase of additional road salt given the impact of last winter. And so in these statements, you will see that the Department of Public Works has used up its entire salt budget for the year because of the encumbrance, and also a substantial portion of the contingent reserve for the city has also been used for that purchase to replenish that item. So that's sort of an example of what we're talking about. One or two other points for you, and then I'd be happy to entertain questions if there are. As I reviewed with the Finance Committee, the impact of the very cold and snowy winter that we had last fall has caused the Department of Public Works to incur some costs that they might not otherwise have. By way of example of that, the Public Works group has already expended over $70,000 worth of overtime for the year, where its annual budget was only $48,000. So we have an issue in that area. There's an overage in that particular area. Also, one of the snow plows required some unusual expenses. There was a $21,000 repair bill, which was also charged to the contingent reserve account as authorized by Common Council. And I've already made comment on the road salt that was purchased. So those are the things that are going on in the Department of Public Works. On the favorable side, we received a revised actuarial report on our retiree health expense, and whereas the amount included in the budget for retiree health was put in the budget by that earlier actuarial report, when the report finally came in, the expense was $220,000 less than what we budgeted. So that will offset much of the problems in the Department of Public Works and help us out. Other than that, I don't think I have any particular highlight points, but would entertain questions if there are some.
I have one question for you, Paul, page 20. You use a technical term that I'm not familiar with in this particular concept and context. Can you define for me the word lumpy as it relates to the financial aspects of the city?
A highly technical term, Mr. Mayor, yes. What's meant by that is that in some months you might, or in some short-term periods, you might see an expense of, say, $200,000, and in other periods, because of how they're occurring, it might be only $20,000. So at any given point in time in the, when you're looking at it, the cost may seem disproportionately in one side or other of your expectation. And until you get to a longer-term trend, you really do not have a full, complete picture of what's happening in that area.
I now understand. Well, thank you very much. Anyone else with a question? Seeing none, is the motion to place on file?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G2, resolution awarding non-exclusive, Paul, don't go anywhere, non-exclusive contract to Ehlers and Associates as financial advisors. Mr. Rosberg.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. At the most recent Finance Committee meeting, after circulating a request for proposal to 8 different financial advisors, the Finance Committee reviewed the responses. There were 5 responses to that particular proposal, and the Finance Committee recommends to the Common Council that Ehlers and Associates be engaged as a non-exclusive financial advisor for the city for the scheduled and budgeted debt offering that will likely occur later this year, depending on the advice, of course, of the financial advisor and the decision of the Common Council. We have with us this evening Don Gunderson, a representative of Ehlers and Associates, would be here to discuss that proposal if the council has some questions.
Welcome, Ms. Gunderson. Thank you. Any questions for the for Ms. Gunderson? Is there a motion? Alderman D'Andrea?
Well, Don, why don't you give us a little bit about your background with Ehlers and Associates, your tenure with them, experience. I think there were 3 of us that were on the a finance committee. I chaired that subcommittee, and just so the general public knows, what went into our decision was when we reviewed all of the proposals, is we also looked at knowledge with the city. So Ehlers and Associates has done a lot and been a very involved with the community and with the city of Franklin for many, many years. And based on that, along with there is a checklist of how they prepared their proposal compared to others that's privied more to the Common Council. Maybe you can, Don, you can just give us a little bit of background of your knowledge and the group.
First, I'd like to say thank you for the opportunity to be here this evening. I am not as well as partners of our firm. Welcome the opportunity to work with the City of Franklin. We've put together a team of 3 of our 9 financial advisors out of our Brookfield office to work in Franklin. It's myself as the lead advisor, Mike Harrigan, who has worked for a number of years with the city, as well as Todd Tate, who's the principal of our Wisconsin office and has also worked with the city in regard to tax increment district work. I've been with Ehlers for 10 years now. Mike has been there for longer, I think about 20. My background, I'm a former finance director for the city of Oswego, and prior to that, I worked in the county government as well as the regional planning commission, and always in finance. And several large accounts with Elders and partner on many here in the Milwaukee area, Milwaukee County with my Kerrigan. We, of course, work with Franklin, so with Corners, we work with Greenfield, we work with Rutgers Bay, South Shorewood, West Milwaukee. So we've got a lot of experience in the region. Elders has been doing independent financial advisory work for about 60 years in three states, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Illinois. We've actually been serving the state of Wisconsin for approximately 40 of those years. And probably as a team, we've served close to 400 clients throughout the state. So we have an extensive background and experience in financial planning, not only in issues of debt, tax equity financing, long-range planning. We have looked at as a firm as a leader in many of those areas and plan to use that experience here, not only our team locally, but our other offices that are building specialty projects that we do along. I think if you've reviewed our proposal, you'll see that we were the number one in the state of Wisconsin. We have a number of years of a number of competitive bond issues. We've always served as an independent. We've been in that competitive process and issue of debt. And unless there's certain circumstances, we take most of our issues out to our environment. Of course, we feel that that gives you the best opportunity for what's possible to have the project. Beyond that, I'm glad to answer any other questions.
Any other questions? Mr. City Attorney.
Just a comment with regard to a recommended motion. Motion would be a motion to adopt resolution awarding a contract to Ellers and Associates Incorporated for non-exclusive financial advisory services. Such contract to be subject to city attorney review and approval of any changes for consistency with applicable city standard contract.
I'll make that motion.
So moved. Second.
Any other discussion of that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Don. Say hi to Mike for me. It's Mike Ehlers from Harrigan and Associates. Item G3, resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of special use for heating, ventilation, and air conditioning contracting business use on a property located at 8437 South 27th Street. Alderman Evans.
Yeah, I'm glad to see something finally come into this building. It's a very mysterious building to me. It's always papered up. I have a question for Mr. Deedle.
Mr. Deedle. By the way, that was a clue for you to say to approve.
Anyway. Well, I have a question first.
Mr. Dean.
Hello.
Hi. I see the property has the fenced-in area in the back.
Yes.
And it's recommended that there be no storage in that area.
Correct.
And the applicant has In the letter that the applicant provided, they stated that they would want to store vehicles?
They corrected that statement at the Plan Commission meeting by saying that the only thing they would have back there is the garbage dumpster.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. I make a motion to approve.
Second.
Any other discussion of the motion? Seeing none,
I just want to say Ryan is a really good kid. He'll be an asset to the community.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Another fun one. Item G4, City of Franklin Community Development Black Grant Projects for 2014. Mr. Roberta.
This was the item that was on your agenda for last meeting and just tabled to this one. It was there first. Public notice as well to see if we receive any inputs on additional ideas. Other than the two that I discussed in the council action sheet that were discussed by aldermen at the meeting, no additional ideas were received by my department. And so we've made a final recommendation to put approximately $5,000 to continue the supporting the senior travel program. We did receive a letter from Southwest Interfaith requesting another letter of support for this year. And so we do recommend $5,000 for them. Recommend putting a program for appropriate and code-compliant ADA signage throughout City Hall. And then trying to add proper roof venting for the senior meal center to bring that up to code for the nature of the meal program. It just celebrated its 10th year here, and it's a good opportunity to do that. And then lastly, participating in the Milwaukee County Home Repair Program, which is a program the county runs. So from an administrative standpoint, it would be very easy for us to administer that component of it. The county offers a loan program, a low-interest loan program, but a city can designate a portion of its money to grants. And we're suggesting a grant program of up to $5,000, not to exceed 50% of the cost of the repair. And it can be used for emergency repairs to help low-income, often targeted at seniors, to help them be able to stay in their homes. And it's, the program is often used for converting a house to have proper ramping and wide doors as individuals wish to stay in their home after having a handicap or special needs issues develop in the home.
Questions from the council? Alderwoman Evans, excuse me.
So your recommendations, because you have until, you said July 14th, they're still not final, correct? I mean, we could still...
You guys tell me what to submit them. These are my suggestions to you. And
so what you're telling me, because it wasn't stated in here, but you did, when I brought up the suggestions about educational opportunities regarding senior travel, I guess I didn't take it that totally that that was a no, that you couldn't look further into that. So I'm taking that as a no right now, that we can't provide any, you know, I understand senior travel is mostly for recreation, but the way I was reading it, we could do some educational opportunities for community service block grants.
That could be built directly into the senior travel program we've identified here. That simply requires getting the program director to target some of those opportunities. Because again, the trips that don't have those educational components, that are just recreational, do not use the CDBG monies at all, because it wouldn't be allowed. It doesn't meet the federal standards. It's only the ones that have educational components to them that the CDBG money does apply to. So that can be built directly into this application.
So over the weekend when I was reading things that couldn't be done that you had looked into, I was thinking about a part of the community that we don't often think about, and that is the homeless in our community. And people might not even realize we have homeless, and we actually do, and it's very hard to find records on the homeless. And I'm aware that as far as homeless students, for children, that past couple years regarding the Department of Public Education, that I can find records that we have past 2 years, seven homeless students, homeless students, and currently 10 homeless students. And that doesn't mean that we have that many homeless adults. I was trying to get the records on how many homeless adults Franklin has right now, and I can't get those now until tomorrow. I don't know if you have those records. You probably don't. It's very hard to get those records, but I was promised I'll get those tomorrow. So I was looking into this program, and they say we can use those funds towards homeless residents as far as almost for any reason that we want to provide them services, such as let's say they need a ride to a homeless shelter. If our police department should find someone homeless, or find out someone is homeless, a ride to a shelter, which most of them are in Milwaukee, down in Milwaukee, or they need a meal or anything for a homeless. So I would recommend that we, if I can get that report tomorrow, that we look into providing services for some of our homeless residents. Everyone might be sitting here thinking, well, I don't know that we have any homeless, but we do. We do have homeless people in Franklin, and I think it's something we should recognize.
The only comment I'd make to that is I'd support that, but we don't have a program, so how do we attach a cost to it? So what I'd recommend for you all, is without diminishing your suggestion, and of course the council's free to do whatever they wish, but let's keep that for next year and get a program put together for next year and make a good run at it so we know what it costs and what we can do with that money. My suggestion. You, of course, are free to make any money. Mr. Roberto.
I apologize. I haven't had a lot of experience with using CDBG dollars for homeless programs, and it hasn't come up in the 16 years I've done CDBG stuff here in other communities, except to the extent that you have another program, and then we help support them be able to expand it into Franklin. So that's very similar to what we did with Southwest Interfaith. You know, the first few years we were doing CDBG programs since I've been here. They weren't part of the program, and they had an active program providing a variety of in-home services to seniors, and we've just supported their effort. So it may be easy enough to identify what agency is already providing such services, maybe at one of the communities at our border, and be able to help, as we've done with Southwest Interfaith, suggest that they be provided some funding to expand that into Franklin, such that if the police department identifies somebody, then they can be called, and that group can then come here and provide the service, do the pickup, maybe outside the normal boundaries. The concern I have is being able to pull that together within 2 weeks, if because I'm not even aware if there's what agency is currently providing that, either in Franklin or close to the boundary of Franklin, where we could get them to expand that into our community. I'm willing to see if we can do it and you know, try a similar program like Southwest and another $5,000 program to get them to begin to expand it here.
My other issue, Alderman Evans, is that as a municipality, we're not charged with social service duties per se. That's the responsibility of the county. And I would be very cautious to take on a responsibility that rightfully belongs to someone else, especially when there's cost involved and staff service time. But it's valid. I just don't know that we can take it up this year, but that's up to you guys. Alderman Schmidt.
Yeah, I think it's it sounds like it would be a worthy cause. It is an issue of coordinating and how something like this could be put together. I think we've got a couple opportunities to explore, and possibly if we have a liaison or something that can work with the county social services, that maybe future funding could work in that direction. But it would take some more studies, I believe, to figure out how we're going to approach it.
I guess I would suggest if it could be crafted into the motion for me to check with County CDBG and find out if somebody's already supporting a kind of program like that, again, close to our boundaries, because then that agency probably already has the record-keeping data that they need to be able to complete the application within the 2 weeks. Again, like we've done with Southwest Interfaith, where we now don't do the whole application for them. And so that would be an easy program to convert. You could probably, like I suggested, take $5,000. And if you're just talking rides and covering some staff time, it probably does it off the housing program, given that we've had a limited participation the last couple years. They're still going to get enough funding with $15,000 to probably cover twice as many as we've had in the last couple of years. So the motion could be made that if the county has a program that we can latch on to without having to develop raw data, to add that at $5,000 and reduce the home repair program to $15,000.
Alderman Wall.
Every year I've been involved in this Black Grant the program where we wait until, you know, the application's almost due. It doesn't allow the alderman a lot of time. Like Alderman Evans has a very good concern, and I don't see the disadvantage in society strictly being up to the county. If that was the case, then every church would be sort of overstepping their bounds. So I think we have a health department, and we have obligations as a city to help all of our residents, including the disadvantaged. And so I guess I would like to start immediately on next year's Black Grant information instead of waiting until, you know, a month before it's due. I know you have certain financial guidelines and the program changes, but the sooner we start with gathering data, the sooner we can have the ability to change that data to adjust the changes in the program. So on the council action sheet, the one thing that I had suggested was looking at taking care of the safety issue along College Avenue. And there apparently isn't enough time to come up with that because it's based on this HUD housing consensus, and there's another method to prove that, but it would require more work than we have time to do. So instead of taking care of a long-standing problem that this program could do, I guess we have some that don't excite me quite as much. Although not completely programs that aren't worthwhile, that just I think that we could be making better use of this money in other areas. So I would like to see us start a little sooner and gather the data. I want to make it clear that I would like to work with staff and have staff work with the county to get the data for next year to look at that safety issue along College.
Mr. LeBert.
I'll just point out that we usually place this on the Common Council agenda the meeting after the county makes it available. Again, the county coordinates and controls this program. They've historically had some issues. We've received our contracts for 2013 in October, November of 2013. It makes it very hard to implement a year program. You know, they're getting much, much better, but their application deadline still does follow this. But we can move it up and begin talking about it before they've even announced the program for the year.
Alderwoman, Mayor, sorry.
Well, I have a question regarding the different dollar amounts that you apply to each one of the suggestions. You have a $5,000, range on a couple of the, on number 3 and 4. And instead of taking the $5,000 away from number 5, the home repair program, I guess I'd rather, you know, force the issue and say, you know, the kitchen isn't going to cost more than $15,000 or the signage isn't going to cost more than $10,000 and put the extra money towards the program if we can find it for Alderman Evans's suggestion.
if you combine the two and assume between the two of them, they're not going to be more than the $30,000, that does pull out that extra $5,000. And you could probably make it work.
Okay.
All of them know.
How long have we had the ADA compliance law for signage in effect? It's been quite some time, hasn't it?
When I was first hired a little over 8 years ago, the city actually had a CDBG project for this very same thing that was a two-year-old contract that we then reconverted to another purpose that we needed money for. So this project has been sort of on the idea list for at least 10 years, because 10 years ago we had a contract to do this project, but we requested to transfer the money for another purpose because we had a larger project at the time that I think it was for the fire alarm system.
I guess it just bothers me that we need to use this type of funding for signage that I just think we owe it to the community to have that signage in our buildings with our regular tax dollars versus using this type of money that should be used on people versus signage.
Okay, I will point out to the council that there is no motion on the floor. And I'll again comment that throwing attaching a dollar amount to an undiscussed, unresearched project may not be the wisest thing. Alderman Mayer.
The roof ventilation system for the kitchen seems to be obviously a health and safety issue. If we don't get the grant, that sounds like something we've deemed is not in compliance and needs to be addressed in the next budget if it doesn't get addressed in the grant.
Okay, staff recommends $5,000 senior travel program, $5,000 for interfaith program, up to $15,000 for signage, ADA compliant signage, up to $20,000 for ventilation in the kitchen, and up to $20,000 for home repair assistance, total of $65,000. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Their support.
Second.
Any discussion? Now, I will say that does not rule out Alderwoman Evans's concern that she and I will work with staff and get ready for next year. It's my commitment to you guys.
Okay.
Alderman D'Andrea.
We've got to understand, we're going for this grant. We may have got it, then we're not going to do it. But it's a grant. And so I think we owe it to ourselves to at least apply for it.
And also, I did hear Alderwoman Wilhelm's concern. That's been a concern of mine, actually. There are some other issues, but we'll work together now. Alderwoman?
I don't think that we're not asking to not apply for it. I think that we're asking for just a more specific amount to be put on some of the things that we don't feel is as important as something that Alderman Evans brought up. If we could get that program in this year, I think it's a little bit more important than, you know, you're leaving $5,000 available for the venting system, and I don't know what that means as far as, contracting and going out for bid and that kind of thing, but I would like to limit something like that to the lower amount.
I never know when you're done.
I'm done.
Thank you. Alderwoman Evans, and then Alderwoman Wilhelm.
I understand this is a grant, but we have to realize grants are tax dollars also, and we have to use tax dollars wisely, so I agree with Alderman Mayer.
Similar case. Alderwoman Wilhelm, at least I know when you're done.
At least to try to move this along with the motion that's here, it might help to just tack on that the suggestion instead of making the suggestion. suggestion, have it part of the motion, that the staff is to look into the other program to allocate any funds that could assist the homeless. And we can add something like that into it. Maybe Mr. Roberta has a better suggested wording, and then we can just vote on that, and understanding that if he can make it work, he will go ahead and pursue that with, you know, everyone's help that can work with him on it. And if not, it will go through as it is.
Do you want to take a stab at that, Mark? Madam Clerk.
What I did get from Alderman Wilhelm was to that staff is to look into other programs to allocate any funds to assist the homeless.
Is that amenable to the maker of the motion?
Yes.
And the second?
Sure.
Mr. City Attorney.
I'm going to guess Mr. Roberta is looking for more specificity. And what I would suggest is a motion to amend the main motion to provide that staff determine the likelihood of availability of a program timely for the filing of the application to assist the homeless in the city of Franklin, and that funds not to exceed $5,000 for such a program, if available, shall be deleted from items number 3 and number 4 on the Common Council action sheet in equal amounts.
I'll make that motion to amend.
Second.
Yes, this is a motion to amend, and the second there. Okay. Any discussion of the motion to amend?
Discussion. Only that item 4 is a health and safety issue that possibly needs to be dealt with now, and it's going to cost what it's going to cost.
Which, frankly, was the point I was about to make, that, you know, what happens if it's $15,000? What happens if it's $14,000? Now we don't have enough money to do it. Mr. Roberta.
I would only make 2 suggestions. Scratch the unequal amounts, because the reason we have ranges is we just have to do a little more research. And like Alderman Mayor says, project number 4 really has sort of a fixed cost. It is going to be what it is. Whereas number 3 is fairly scalable. You know, we can leave some signs out to pick up later out of our own budget, because it's individual signs. So that one is the more flexible one. But I don't know what the final numbers are, so I would just leave out that last reference. And I'd also change the words filing of an application to provision of a letter of support. Because, again, we need to find a program that is already being administered by somebody that we're just doing, just like we do with Southwest Interface. Because to actually administer our own homeless program, we don't have the structure or staffing for. So those would be my 2 suggestions.
Okay.
I'll amend my motion to amend as suggested.
Second.
As the leaders of this community, we've got to do a better job with this, folks.
It's timing.
Okay. Madam Clerk, any idea?
Well, I would like to procedurally make a comment that after Alderman Dandrea made the motion and Alderman Mayor seconded it, it was amended by Alderman Wilhelm, and that was agreed by the maker and the second of the motion. So the initial motion includes the wording as amended by Alderman Wilhelm, and then that is amended by Alderman Evans, seconded by Alderwoman Mayer. So just want to remind you, the initial motion does include the amendment as agreed upon, and then also as included by the maker and second of the motion, which was stated by the city attorney and the Director of Administration.
Feeling a little left out.
No.
Would you Would you like to do the
minutes? You know, folks, this has been 20 minutes on one agenda item. It's $65,000. If we can't get these kind of things figured out quicker than this, we're in deep weeds when we come to the budget. I'm here to tell you. And when we make motions, they've got to be specific, they've got to be measurable, they've got to be timely, and they've got to be accountable. And this whole... Okay, enough of that. Excuse me. Okay, so we've got an amended motion by acclamation, and then we've got a motion to amend with two parts to it. My suggestion is you withdraw your motion and start over again. This time, make it that long. I would suggest that the maker withdraw her motion and then make another motion to amend it simply by asking staff to research and potentially amend under a letter of agreement for services for the homeless and leave it at that.
I withdraw my motion and...
Or make your motion.
Well... I withdraw my motion. Do you withdraw your second... my amendment?
If the maker withdraws their motion, it's withdrawn.
It belongs to the body. If there's no objection, then the maker and the second
and just
person that state that if the body does not object, the result is the same. Technically, a motion seconded belongs to the body.
To simplify it.
Is there any objection to the withdrawal of the motion? Seeing none, the motion is withdrawn. No objection. Does that work?
You're talking the entire amendment or the whole motion? Then I want to add a new amendment.
Well, let's get past the withdrawal of Mr. Signature.
I didn't hear from the council member who seconded it.
I withdraw my second.
Thank you. Any objections? Seeing none, the amendment is withdrawn. Alderwoman Evans. For a motion.
Why don't you
motion
no,
to
this,
amend?
The motion to amend as did you as you stated was perfectly fine, simple.
Oh, God.
To direct staff.
What did you say?
Direct staff to research and acquire a letter of consent for services for the homeless and adjust the funds as appropriate.
How much?
Up to $5,000.
I didn't want to mess it up.
You got as good a chance as me.
I meant to complicate it.
So that is Alderwoman Evans' motion. Is there support for that motion?
Second.
Any discussion for that motion as an amendment to the main motion? So vote on the amendment to the main motion, which is that $5,000 level. And all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion is amended. Madam Clerk, you want to try it?
Sure. I think we got it. Are we still in the minutes? Alderman D'Andrea moved to authorize the Director of Administration to submit a letter of support for the Southwest Interfaith Elderly Home Support Services Program for at least $5,000 and project applications for the Senior Travel Program for $5,000, City Hall ADA signage for between $10,000 and $15,000, installation of proper roof venting for the senior meal program kitchen area for approximately $20,000, and a Franklin Home Repair Grant Program for qualifying low-income individuals estimated at $20,000. And staff to look into other programs to allocate any funds to assist the homeless, with the amendment to include direct staff to research and acquire a letter of consent and adjust funds as, if appropriate, up to $5,000.
I'm looking straight ahead. Any further discussion of that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank God. Motion approved. Item G5, park development and park impact fees. In your packet, there's a pretty substantial recommendation from staff. The net of it is, I think we're on a path. All we need is a motion to approve proceeding with Ernie Lake Special Park and Lyons Community Park projects and direct staff to proceed with the necessary steps to complete the projects as adopted in the 2014 budget. Alderwoman Will.
Just going to make a comment. The same thing I see with this item is the same thing I see with the previous item and many items on the council agenda where the council is making suggestions and staff is sort of going with their approach. So, you know, I don't mean to be really too blunt on staff, but several of us had suggestions, and including number 3, which really got no attention and is pushed off. So I'm disappointed by that. I'm feeling a little bit ran over by some of the staff actions and less participation included from the council on some particular items. I feel like some of these items are a little bit higher priority. I'm not real thrilled with some of the items that are here, but I know there's a need to just want to move on and again just spend money on items that I'm not sure the council's 100% on board with, and that's where we keep running into the problem. So right now we have a suggested motion to approve with Ernie Lake, and I know some of the council members don't even know what Ernie Lake is. And then we have Lyons Legend Park to put in some additional equipment and then proceed with other items within the budget. And I just got a park development funding sheet in front of me right now and haven't had a chance to read it. And I asked for this earlier and was told like he wouldn't be able to get it to me. I can't make a decision without reading this. So therein lies some of your problems.
Well, I have to come to the defense of the staff. First of all, I wasn't at the meeting where you discussed these various projects, but I will tell you that we can't, in the span of 2 weeks, add a park to the Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan and fund it in the span of 2 weeks.
Can I comment to that?
I have the floor at the moment. We need to come to a resolution on these items. The reason that they become timely like this, and when I say timely, I mean up against deadlines, is because we don't come to consensus and we don't make a decision. We need to come to a consensus and make a decision, because it will be no end of nightmares if we extend this to another month or so and now have to make some very hard decisions about park impact fees going back to people. It's just going to be a nightmare. So I urge you to approve this. I think it's a reasonable plan. You're the common council. You do it as you wish. But delaying this longer is going to cause us a whole bunch of big picture issues. I'm going to go to Alderman Schmidt next.
Well, I suppose I will support this motion, but this Ernie Lake, I've lived here over 65 years, and I haven't really heard of Ernie Lake before. I don't even know what Ernie is.
You're a historian. Come on.
I don't know. Did you go bass fishing or jet skiing on here? How big of a lake is it?
About as big as Ernie Lake.
That's all my comment.
Alderwoman Wilhelm, excuse me, then Alderwoman Mayor, and then Evans.
Well, I know you weren't at the last meeting. One of the things we did talk about was the item 3, and I thought there was some clear direction to staff. There was not one phone call made to advance that item forward, and I thought there was council support on that. That is disappointing to me. The other item is item 5, where back before you were even mayor, I made a motion to look at options for taking care of the trail development on that area, and that has yet to come to council, and now it's out as a mid to long term trail development issue. If you want your council members to be supportive of things when they make motions and they agree upon something, they need to have the proper action taken so, you know, they feel like their input is valued. And that comes from strong leadership, Mayor Olson, and I know you have it in you, and I know you weren't here for that, so I will not hold you on that, but I do want you to let you know some of the issues we're struggling with here as a new members on this council. So I guess Alderman Schmidt was going to make the motion on this. I'll let him do that. I see Alderman Evans has it for him as well.
I forgot the order.
Alderman Mayor was first.
I guess my when this first came to my attention, or you know, when I first thought of this, I had tried to bring this to the Plan Commission, and it was suggested that I bring it to the Common Council. And maybe that wasn't the right way to do it, but it is what I did. What the suggestion is that I understand that this park doesn't fit into the core plan right now. But that's because nobody, even in 2009, thought about doing a park like this. This is something different. Maybe nobody knew that there was equipment like this, et cetera, et cetera. But as far as I'm concerned, now that there is equipment like this, the core plan is outdated. Someone has brought an idea different than anybody else has brought forward. And it's not going to cost city residents anything at this point that I can tell. But we haven't figured that out because I was not called, and the understanding that we had from closed session was that we would have a discussion about this, and there was none. So it's just really disappointing. I would really like to have support on this. I think we're looking at a gift horse in the mouth if we don't move on this year, because it may not be around next year. And I think from what I'm reading, it's kind of getting pushed off, kicked down the road, and, you know, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But, you know, we can't just stick to a plan when there are other options out there that aren't going to cost the residents money.
Let me just say that I have not heard much about this project at all. I don't know the specifics of it. I know where it is, but I don't know much of anything about it at all. So
that's why we needed to have some discussion about it, to talk about different things, and that never happened.
And I appreciate that. And I'm all supportive of this. You know, there may be a city park that we can put this stuff in and not cost anybody anything. I don't know.
It already won't cost anybody anything.
But my point is this. We need to act on the park impact fees now. Now. Alderwoman Evans.
I just want to say in fairness that my motion, G22, was we were going to table this item, so we never got to discuss any of this. So I'm just going to say we didn't discuss any of these items. And then as far as Ernie Lake, I've lived here a lot of years, and I don't know anything about Ernie Lake, so I would just like some explanation on Ernie Lake before we vote on this. I need an explanation.
Mayor.
Alderman Mayor.
Ernie Lake is a very nice, very neglected area in the Mission Hills subdivision. It's a 3-acre lake-ish. Outside of August, when it gets completely covered with muck, it's a very nice area. Hiking paths on both sides. But other than that, very neglected, very no amenities whatsoever.
Alderman Evans,
does it have any population that visits? it at the time?
It does, actually. It has a hiking trail around it. There's people walking around it all the time. I forget the name of the condos that borders it on one side, and then a Mission Hills subdivision.
Kennedy Square.
Border, thank you. And there's a trail on both sides that goes into the condos, and it's very heavily used, but there's really nothing there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alderman.
Well, no.
City Attorney.
I'm going to make a motion to direct staff to contact members of Kayla's crew and bring back a plan to address using impact fees and to proceed with Lions Legend Community Park projects and direct staff to proceed with the necessary steps to complete the projects as contemplated in the adopted 2014 annual budget.
Support for that motion.
I'd second it.
And Mayor, could I make a point about my motion?
Absolutely.
The reason why I want them to move forward is because I know you want to move forward and use the impact fees. If contact is made with the Kayla's crew and there is money available and there's a land donation, this actually could cost the city less money and get something very unique for this community
next year.
And that means you would have more money to play with when you're trying to set the budget. And I think that would make you very happy, so that it's worth looking into.
Okay. And again, I support what little I know of this Kayla's crew project, I support it. But we got to wrap it into a time frame the city can react to now. Let's proceed.
I was only going to comment that in the St. Mark's Mission Hills area, Lake Ernie has been a place for a wide area of residents. Children, young adult, and some adult fishing.
Alderman Mayor.
So,
Alderman Evans.
I just want a clarification. Alderman Wilhelm's motion is completely eliminating the Lake Ernie project.
That's all I have.
It did. Only because I know that it's a project we can easily pick up if we can't.
If it eliminates Lake Ernie, I won't support it.
Alderwoman Evans, then Alderman Dan.
I'm going to need to hear that motion again, if I could please hear it.
Specific, measurable, accountable, and timely.
My motion was to direct staff to contact members of Kayla's crew and bring forward a plan to use impact fees and proceed with the Lions Legend, and the rest of it's the same as written here. Lions Legend Community Park projects and direct staff to proceed with the necessary steps to complete the projects as contemplated in adopted 2014 annual budget.
Okay, I'm not an attorney, but I do play one on alternate Tuesdays. You say the project. What does that refer to? And the Kayla's crew reference to me does not have an action associated with it other than to have staff contact. Just what I heard.
Well, you can't even decide if it's a doable project until you know if they're what they're willing to do with the land. And if you have a land donation, you have an actual match. If you have a bargain sale, you have a partial match. But there's no way to determine that without actually picking up the phone and talking.
Let me ask you a question in a different way. What is it that you wish to achieve with the Kayla's crew part of that motion?
Well, if I was doing it, I would...
Well, you are doing it. It's your motion.
No, I'm talking about if I was picking up the ball on this project, I'd pick up the phone and talk to them and ask them and find out what kind of match we had. And if it worked out, then I would bring it forward and I would say the comprehensive outdoor recreation plan shows a park in that area. I've already checked it out. This could act as that park. Then you could make a minor amendment to the plan. You could move forward and you could use the revenue and you would leave the money in the budget and you could move forward with supporting the project. But you got to make an initial phone call and make some step to even get to that point. And there was no action taken on it. And so I'm asking them to make some effort.
So what you're asking is staff to come back with a proposal on the Kayla's crew project.
says bring forward a plan that would address using impact fees.
So then describe to me for what you mean by the project.
That's their motion. I didn't make that. I'm just directly out of the book.
And I don't mean to be a pain, but I'm trying to bring some clarity to this. You're doing
it says,
as recommended except for the Lake Ernie project. Is that correct?
It says the steps necessary to complete the projects as contemplated in the budget, because some of these are already budgeted for.
Except for Ernie Lake.
Which we didn't include.
Okay. Does everybody understand that the Ernie Lake is the exception in this? So, okay. I'm just trying to get it
and Mayor,
that's
an easy one we can pick back up again.
I understand that. I'm just trying to make the motion clear. That's all I'm trying to do. Well, you guys vote. I'm just trying to make it clear. Alderman Dandrea.
But just so you know, I have met with Shelley of Kayla's crew.
When?
Okay. 2 weeks ago. I don't know if they're ready with their funding to be able to move forward with this project. And is that going to jeopardize the timing of this motion? It's a valid project. It's a very important project. But I know she's working on her MOU for the Common Council. She wasn't ready yet. So
this is all
shocking.
Frankly, this is what troubles me about the way we're doing things. We don't know. And that, and this body needs to have things, and this is a word to the staff as well, wrapped up in a bow, ready to go. Mr. Liberta.
The six items listed here are not intended to be mutually exclusive, and they're not listed in order we're going to do A, B, and C. As you read them, it's clear these are all balls moving forward at the same time. Relative to Kayla's crew, if we didn't do something we thought we were supposed to. I mean, that item number three is the only one that has any bold print to it, and it says a draft for initial input might be available for a second meeting in July, if you wanted that to happen. Now, from the last meeting, which was a Tuesday night, so starting Wednesday morning to when we have to have a council sheet together, what we did in that basically about a week you have to do it was go through the budget, go through the document, find out how we could approach the whole issue of making sure the impact fee pieces work. And we have the six steps we're going to do. We intended in no way to hold up or delay Kayla's crew, but the first step we had to do was fit all the pieces together so that when we got to the end and we got into late next year, we were going to be in a position not to be have to be turning over impact fee money. That was the main item that was on the agenda. And in that discussion came up the opportunity for a new program. So we've placed that as an immediate issue to address and even noted that in bold print. If that's the one you want us to move on quickly, we will. The first two, the smaller ones, they were adopted in the corp, approved in the budget, and you're in the middle of July. If you get them, you know, bid and ordered, you can get them installed this year instead of trying to install them in the spring when you run into wet material sometimes. So that's the reason we said they're already budgeted, approved programs that were vetted through the process. The item number two we think should be included to move on because that is relative to parks programming, low-hanging fruit of some substance, labeled a number one priority in your corp, that gives you till later next summer to make sure you can actually get through the bidding, construction, and all that sort of process. So the way we've listed this should in no way be interpreted as an attempt to slight or demean the Kayla's crew project in the process. And in fact, I've labeled it a short-term issue and given it the only bold print on the page.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Yes, but the issue on Kayla's crew was to come back with something, and all we got was a push-off till August. So I'm going to address the organization already has $100,000 plus
land that has value. They have a huge amount of business support, an entire page of business support, which would look really great for us, something positive. And addressing the MOU, we've done these projects with other organizations. The city attorney always has to have a stab at the MOU. We don't make citizens write their own MOUs, so to say she's not ready with her MOU, it seems inappropriate that we would even suggest that she would attempt to know what the city would want on that. And my motion does not completely exclude Ernie Lake from completely, because it's contemplated as part of the budget. So it's not a number one priority, it says to move with completed projects as contemplated in the budget, which it also includes item 2, which we have another motion on later on. So it provides you enough direction to get going, come back with a plan, proceed with Lyons Legend. We're going to make a motion later on Evergreen. That's going to put that forward. We're going to be fine on this. Once we make the motion for the Evergreen, you're going to take care of almost everything up until 2015 anyway. So I don't see where the issues are. We can make this as challenging as we want. We can go on I'm going to call the question.
Is there a second to call the question?
Second.
On the motion to call the question, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
No.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman
D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
No.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Four ayes, two noes. Question has been called. Madam Clerk, could you read it back?
Alderwoman Wilhelm moved that staff contact members of Kayla's crew and bring back a plan using impact fees and proceed with the Lyons Legend Community Park project, and to direct staff to proceed with the necessary steps to complete projects as contemplated in the adopted 2014 budget.
Questions been called?
It was a plan to address these.
Question has been called. All those in favor of the motion as read by the city clerk, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstained, because I still don't understand the motion. I heard at one point that Lake Ernie was excluded, then I heard Lake Ernie was included. I just need to know which way it is.
So the vote on the motion, because it was called, we don't have discussion. The motion was four in favor, one no, and one abstain. Motion carries. Okay. Item G6, Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Well, this is a resolution for the special assessment for the water and sewer. Usually this is the part you read. It's a motion to adopt the resolution directing installation of payment and levy of special assessment for the installation of sanitary sewer, water main, sanitary sewer laterals, water main laterals, the extension of public street, including curb and gutter, along with the necessary apertures on West Evergreen Street extension from a point 800 feet east of South 51st Street to a point 1,360 feet east of South 51st Street.
Second. Any other discussion of the motion? Mr. City Attorney.
Just a very technical change. Bottom page 62, second last line at the bottom, the word water should be supplemented to also allow for the sewer provision. It's a cut and paste that did bring the sewer along.
Is your motion subject to technical correction, Mr.
It is.
Second?
Second as amended.
Thank you very much. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G7. Resolution awarding contract for low bidder BCF Construction for the extension of Evergreen Street in the amount of
$922,024.20.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Just one clarification on the page 66. Resolution says it's alternate bid number one, and the letter from our consultant says it's alternate bid number two. So I guess we'll go with what the resolution says, but it doesn't jive with the consultant. Okay, so the consultant's letter is not correct. Okay, that's what I thought. All right, I'll make a motion to adopt the resolution awarding contract to the low bidder BCF Construction for the extension of West Evergreen Street and the development of Phase 1 of Pleasant View Park. And I'm adding this so it's clear. To include an access road and walkway, water and sewer lateral extensions, the parking lot, the trail connection, ball field, and two tennis courts.
Let's vote for that motion.
Second.
Mr. City Engineer, any issues with the motion? Thank you very much. Mr. Alderman Mayor.
Are you clear on the walkway? It's a walkway.
The walkway, sir.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, motion carries 6-0. Thank you very much. Ordinance to amend section 10-8 of the Municipal Code relative to the powers and duties of the Ford Franklin Economic Development Commission to rename them Economic Development Commission, among other issues. Motion or discussion? You're cocked and loaded.
Well, he's going too at the same time, so I didn't know if he wanted to say something.
Alderman Schmidt.
I will make a motion to amend the ordinance with the changes as prepared by our city attorney with the number of members remaining at 7 and deleting the word Franklin from the the word forward from the Franklin Economic Commission.
Okay, so paragraph B under composition, the first line, commission shall be comprised of
7 members.
Okay.
Two of whom may be alderpersons.
All right. And other changes as recommended, noting that we're leaving the total amount 7.
Second for discussion.
Alderwoman Willen.
I just want to make sure that the motion included the taking care of the main problem. The main problem we have is the quorum issue, changing the language so it doesn't include the appointed members for the quorum. It includes the members that are not the members available, but the appointed members.
Bottom of page 74. Appointed, confirmed, and then serving on the commission, not counting or including any vacant positions.
Okay, was that included in this?
My understanding, the only
yes,
clarification
that was,
he gave was
already made
the
position.
So all other changes for the committee goes to commission. The only changes are it changes from Forward Franklin to the EDC and stays it same with the members, and then it's just the taking care of the problem with the quorum. That's where we're at, right?
When you say stays the same as the members, it stays at 7,
right.
Not increased in
members. And the word shell was taken out.
Okay.
And it's made.
Yeah. And I'm fine with that because I did have some information on the that CCD was not notified that they would be making this change, and Mike Soto is that member, and he's one of the people that continuously comes, and I wouldn't want to eliminate his position at this point. So I like it the way it is. I think it's a good motion.
Membership
takes care of the problem.
Mr. City Attorney.
Without being too detailed.
Just for clarification for the record, and this is a question for Alderman Schmidt with the mayor's permission that he answers. I understand the motion to be as on the council action sheet, which is to adopt exactly the proposed ordinance amendment in the Common Council packet, except for membership should be 7 and not 9.
Correct.
Thank you.
And that the name only be short, we only eliminate forward.
Yeah.
And maintain Franklin.
Mr. City Attorney.
That's what caused my question, because I believe the draft does that already. It mentions.
Oh, correct.
Are you okay?
Yep.
Okay. Alderwoman Willa.
Well, this also allows for 2 aldermen.
May. June, July, and August. I'm not going to bat on it. Alderwoman Mayor.
I just want clarification on that, May. Does that mean there doesn't have to be any aldermen on it at all? 2 maybe, or?
In my view, the answer is yes, but I'm not a city attorney. Mr. City Attorney.
That would be correct. The mayor may not appoint an aldermanic representative, or the mayor may appoint an aldermanic representative with that appointee not being confirmed. So, yes.
Without being confirmed, is that the last part?
The mayor could appoint alderman number 1, which would come, the appointment would come before the Common Council for confirmation, and the vote on the appointment could be 6-0 to reject. So there's no confirmation, so there's no appointment.
Right. This is not a power play. It's just a move to get more support.
Well, why don't we just leave that question? Why do we have to change it?
Can we just leave it at the 1 and
I have no intentions on of adding another one.
I guess I'd like to make the motion to change that to just 1. Just leave it as shall appoint 1 alderman.
Was the motion seconded?
Yep, I seconded.
Yes.
Okay. And so I'm
okay. I made the motion, so I'll make the motion. I'll amend my motion to.
And I'll agree to the amendment.
That
call
is
a question.
Wait.
Wait,
Kristen, excuse me. Mr. Schmidt, Alderman Schmidt.
Thank you. I will amend my motion then that the commission shall be comprised of 7 members, 1 of whom may be an alder person.
Shall. The word is shall.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Does that meet with the approval of the seconder?
No less. Agreed.
Okay. So, are there any objections to the council to the change? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion, which is 7 members, 1 alderman, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So the net of this is very little changed. Okay. And I'm good with that. All right. Item G9. Request for 2 members of Franklin Environmental Commission to attend a training course at the Weir Nature Center. Alderman Schmidt. That's yours. 2 wanted to go to the seminar for a total of $75.
Actually, Mr. Mayor, may I speak to that?
Absolutely. I'm sorry. What did I go to him for? Sorry,
okay.
Alderman Mayor. It's your deal. Sorry.
It's okay. I understand.
Doug's looking at me like, who are you talking to?
This came up the last minute. It was in June, and it was brought to the Environmental Commission. We had a couple of persons that were very interested in pursuing this. We talked to Mr. Liberta to try and find a funding source, which we did find. That particular one was canceled. It is anticipated to be coming up again in fall, I thought November, October, November-ish. And so we're trying to get pre-approval for that.
And there's a slight update. The actual members from the Wisconsin Master Naturalist Program reviewed their courses that they actually offer and have recommended a different one being much more appropriate, and that is being taught in August at the Weir Nature Center instead of having to travel. So based upon the recommendation of the people who provide the different courses in the Master Naturalist program, we've incorporated that, and we put into the motion or other such similar appropriate training. In case that one in August gets canceled, we will find an appropriate one and make sure two members get to go.
And that was part of it, too. It was going to be offered in the area where Nature Center were. There's other times it was offered elsewhere in the state, which would have required travel, so it makes it convenient. So I would like to move to approve.
Second.
Any other discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Professional service agreement for General Municipal Engineering Services. This is part of our succession here. We need some help, professional help for Ron periodically. There is budget for this based on Jack's expired salary. Mr. Roberto. No, who does it? Ron. Excuse me.
I just from a human resources standpoint, I did suggest to Ron that he might want to go make sure he has in place some hourly engineering services that would be available, because the summer does tend to be a busy time for the department where they can have drainage along a roadside, a culvert issue come up where he needs a professional engineer to draw something up, or any of these other projects. And so he got two prices from two consultants with people that he's very comfortable with and knows their abilities. And so if one isn't available, that may help ensure that we don't have a backlog of project from a lack of in-staff technical engineering support.
Mr. Romeis, is it possible that some, many, or all of these projects would be billable based on the developer?
In some cases, but in most not. We really don't have too many developers working actively. But from time to time, yes.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Mr. Schmidt, Alderman Schmidt. So I'm sorry, Alderman Wilhelm was first. I'm sorry.
I was going to make a motion, so we can
see. Not just
I was going to make the motion.
One of the purple people will make the motion.
All right, before that happens, Mr. City Attorney.
Mr. Mayor, same recommendation with regard to the motion on the action sheet. As I mentioned earlier on a separate matter, that would be to add to the stated motion, action requested, comma, subject to contract review and changes by the city attorney for compliance with the standard City of Franklin contract terms form.
Before we make the motion, Mr. Paulus, this happens all the time with Greg contracts. Standard Franklin boilerplate before we'll accept them. And the city engineer will work with you on that. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact the city attorney, because frankly, I'm tired of hearing it. Okay, I'm going to ask Alderman Schmidt to make a motion, because it's his committee.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
I move to authorize the mayor to execute professional services agreements between the city of Franklin and Grafe USA, Inc. and Rueckert Mielke, Inc. for the provision of general municipal engineering services on an hourly, as-needed basis during the period of the vacancy in the city engineer slash director of public works position, and subject to authorized appropriations.
Second.
And the language offered by the city attorney.
Yes. Second for discussion.
Alderman Willem.
Just that we already have a contract with Grafe, and so I was just wondering if this couldn't have just been tacked on. We also have contact with several others, but not to complicate things, I'll just make the motion, but it would have been helpful to have those other contracts in here so we would have known where they stood, but Ron tells me they don't really address this, so I guess I'll just have to
not go. Aware of a contract that would have similar, you know, needs and
not aware
any
of
other discussion for the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, motion carries 6-0. Thank you very much.
Mayor, could we get copies of the engineer contracts that are in order placed in our boxes for our reference?
You're asking for outstanding, currently open engineering services contracts?
Yeah, council should know about that they're in place, what we have. There's one for NRPP, there's one for, I don't know, stormwater management, there's we should go.
Before we go killing a lot of trees, I know that you'd like them. You're welcome.
Electronically, it's fine.
Pull those together.
Have Sherry scan them and send them a PDF. Mr. City Attorney.
Just for information, some of these contracts could be 150 pages. And I would guess that with the signed contracts, they are not scanned in. Signed. I just thought of that. Mr. Rome likes to shoot me. So yes.
Now, I know Alderwoman Wilhelm wants them. Anybody else want? Feel free to say no loudly.
No.
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 No. All right. Two of you get together. Thank you. Okay. Is there a motion to, well, first of all, is there a desire, is there an action on this item G11?
Motion denied the claim.
Is there a second?
The claim of Sean Grant pursuant to Wisconsin Statutes 893.811G, based upon and in concurrence with the insurance adjuster, that the investigation revealed no negligence on behalf of the city.
Second. Any discussion? Alderwoman Evans.
Can we have discussion without closed session?
I would urge only on the motion, not on the details. If you
then I'm requesting closed session.
Is there Alderman Wilhelm, Alderman Evans would like to go into closed session.
I withdraw my motion.
Please, if you would. Is that okay with by the second?
John, the second.
Thank you, Doug. Any objections to the withdrawal? Seeing none, is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to 19.85 sub 1 sub E and sub G stats to consider notice of claim from Sean Grant alleging that a stone came off a DPW truck, hit and cracked his vehicle windshield while driving on Loomis Road June 16, 2014, and may re-enter open session the same place thereafter to act on such matters as discussed therein as it deems appropriate. Is there such a motion?
Oh, I make that motion.
Second.
Roll call, Madam Clerk, please.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
No.
Alderwoman Evans?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea?
Aye.
We are in closed session. I would 4-2 motion pass. I'm not sure I'd bank on it being short, but I would anticipate it would be. All right, we're back in somewhat open session. Item G12, committee of the whole recommendations. Item A, concept review. We did that with the applicant yesterday. We sent them away, and we'll see if they come back.
Is there a comment on
that? No, I don't think so. Is there someone want to comment on item A?
I do. I still don't like the fact that they're taking up a place where there's traffic. We always talk about traffic count. They don't need traffic count. They should come over at 51st and by Clare Meadows, where I have a big chunk of land that's just as beautiful for a setting. And you won't have to worry about traffic count. So someone should be directing them there for sale.
You are hereby authorized to call them. It's a good exercise. Business goes where business wants to go. Go ahead and call them.
Yes. don't we have planning staff that's their job to sort of direct them in proper places to go?
They offered.
We did.
Was that one?
Clare Meadows. We also directed them towards the property at 51st and Lyon. I forget the name. It escapes me right now.
Elizabeth
Mann House.
Elizabeth House,
yes. One or two other locations. They said they didn't like it. Didn't have enough traffic. They said they want traffic. I don't agree with them.
They don't need traffic. They're all enclosed.
Mom and Dad are now gone, but I will tell you that assisted living, elderly housing, the residents like traffic in front of their buildings so they can see the world going by. It's a cognitive thing. It's all we need to know. If you want to call them, go ahead.
What I always hear is they like all the scenery and trails in and have natural area back. They like that calm. That's the argument I always hear. Now we're talking we need roads. Boy, that's a flip.
I'm not an expert. That's what I've been told. Alderman Schmidt.
No,
let's move on, folks.
Second what you just said, because my uncle will live next door to me. He's kidding me. I have to clean my cut the shrubs so he can sit in the living room and watch the traffic going down on Drexel Avenue at the intersection.
Mr. City Attorney.
I would suggest that perhaps the clerk's office consider next time there's a concept review, which is not a code process in the city of Franklin, that appears on a committee of the whole agenda that not be carried over to the county council agenda because there are no actions allowed to be taken on the concept review.
That's why I like my
I'll second
answer.
That.
There's no action on that. That's, and it'll be so directed by the mayor. Okay, item B, Mr. Liberta.
Purely for convenience, because there was a lot of discussions on the topic yesterday, in discussions with the mayor, I tried to summarize what staff thought we heard as sort of directions or action items moving forward, and put a memo at your space, and it does say that unless otherwise clarified or amended, staff will work under the direction of the mayor on the following items. So it would not, there should be a one-page memo that was put at everybody's position today.
Got it.
Yes.
So it does not need to be a motion. If you wanted it to be a motion, it could simply be move that staff work under the direction of the mayor on the following items. And what I interpreted or thought I heard were four items, and I did share this with Paul and the mayor to make sure, and Jesse as well, to make sure it seemed like we got it right, although Jesse didn't have quite the time to dig into it to the level we did, but Paul and I believe the mayor concurred. Item one was economic development efforts should include considerations for new quality residential development. Item two is staff will compile for the Common Council an initial summary of suggestions and recommendations for economic development strategies and options based on existing plans, historical documents, aldermanic comments, and generally available information. So one could expect the compilation to comment in general terms as to each option, suggested priority, the potential opportunities and or impacts of that option, implementation requirements and demands, and then the limitations and risks. Number three, staff will prepare for the Common Council's consideration an outline that comprises an initial recommendation for an economic development plan. The EDP will outline will further prioritize, organize, and address a broad structure and strategy for proceeding with certain recommended portions of those items presented in number two above. And then staff will compile a historical summary of the inputs to and impacts of each of the city's TIF districts, including but not limited to the amount and purpose of the city's investment, the status of the TIF and its overall financial plan, the impact or potential impacts of the TIF on the tax base and property taxes.
Okay.
I move to make that a motion and move forward.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Mr. City Attorney.
Only that I didn't study this, but in terms of I heard move forward, I assume the bottom line on this is that it does not limit staff. In other words, the perfect project drops out of the sky, ready to go. Nothing in here stops that from moving forward.
No.
Absolutely. This is only the stuff we're going to begin.
I'm going to call point of order because I had my hand up before the motion was even made, and without you calling on anyone, they did not have the floor, and a motion was made, which took the floor from me. And I had my hand up. So point of order on the motion.
I accept your point of order. However, I believe since a motion was made, I will make it.
Not how it's supposed to work.
Okay, Alderman Llewellyn, with apologies from the chair.
I hope that's not something that's going to continue to happen. I like this. I think this is some good direction, but there are a couple things missing. Number one, the economic development efforts for new quality residential development. I'd like to add and multi-use development, which includes multi-use types. of residential development, which we talked about, which actually brings in the numbers we have without eating up a lot of space. On number two, one thing that I don't see in number two, which is sort of included in aldermanic comments, but I just want to make clear that the aldermanic comments included the citizens' desired needs, which we have talked about restaurants and stuff, and business needs for retention and targeted growth. Is that part of what you understood Alderman's comments to mean? Because it's not spelled out here.
Well, it's going to come directly from the fact that you say that it's coming from the documents we already have. And since all of that is right, specifically in Chapter 4 of the Comprehensive Master Plan, I'm sure that will become a component.
I just don't want to have to sound like a parrot and keep repeating. I want to make it sure it's
that was
the
added
record.
Specific. That was added with the intent of including your two specific requests, and I don't think one of them was relative to retail leakage, mm-hmm. and the second one is on my desk. But that's what that was referring to. The two specific things you included from yesterday.
It was about 200 pages in the technical report section.
I understand that, but it's not spelled out here, so I just want to make sure. I mean, there's a lot of things in the documents.
Okay.
So, and then a couple of things on regarding the leakage. That would be down in number three, where you're going to prioritize and organize and structure and put these. I'd like to talk about in their methods to define the leakage. How are we going to define that? Because that helps us not only retain businesses, but target businesses.
Alderman Willem, without due respect, our staff doesn't have any qualifications for that.
I said a method to define it. I didn't say for them to define it. If they have to come back and tell us that, you know, we have to go out and hire someone who has access to Visa credit card zip codes, then that can be their recommendation.
Okay.
But I want them to point out a method to define the leakage. How do we know what to attract if we don't know what we're losing?
Okay.
And basically, what's the problem here? What are we trying to solve? We're trying to solve pretty much two problems. Taxes goes along with revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And citizen needs and desire. At least, I think some of us on the council are. Maybe you're not. But you didn't think when I said that one. So
there's 35,530 citizen needs and desires. I can't put my arms around that.
Well, we already, like
so
you said,
okay.
Like you said, they're already defined in many of these plans. And I've read them.
Okay.
And I've heard them. I continue to get emails from them. I think it's pretty clear.
I'm happy to help you in any defined need that you have. Go ahead.
Well, all I'm trying to do is, we're stuck on moving forward with this. It would be just, it's usually, you define the problem, then you come up with how you solve the problem. And we don't really want to address what the problem is or acknowledge the citizen needs and desires portion of this, and that's where we keep getting stuck.
It's because, okay, I'm sorry.
No. And I guess, you know, some of this, the lastly part of this seems a little bit discouraging and kind of just, well, we're going to apply these guiding principles. Well, I guess it all depends on which guiding principles you want to select out of the documents. And if you're going to work strictly under the direction of the mayor, his are completely toward a business park. So what we have here is, at least I know some of the council members that would like to build a community and address the citizen needs like restaurants and retail. We have a very strong mayor opinion on a business park. So why don't we just cut to the chase and make sure that our plans and documents we bring back address what we need to do for a business park and address what we can do to help on the retail. One of the things that I had for on the retail was there's been a retail developer person, I don't exactly know what their whole role is, that's been contacting both Craig Haskin from the Economic Development Committee and Mayor Olson. Mayor Olson sent her to me. So I called her up, and she's willing to come in and talk to the council about methods that they do at no cost. And I also have the person from WIDA who's willing to come in and talk about the available fundings that are out there. So we have two people who are available to come, and I would suggest that we put them on a committee of the whole on the next committee of the whole agenda and hear what they have to say, along with the things that I suggested.
Mr. City Attorney, then Mr. LeBert.
Only that, just for clarification on the record, when I said something along the lines of the perfect project in the sky, it's not a perfect world, so I don't want to be limited by that. And in terms of cutting to the chase, hopefully that was the bottom line of what I told the common council members yesterday when I said, we get it. And we get it. And with due respect, Alderman Wilhelm, my concern about Mr. Roberta's memo, when I called him back this afternoon after I looked at it, was I was hoping there would be no action because we get it. And I sense retail, business park, future industrial park, residential. Everybody's in this together. We'll bring something back for the common council. And we start itemizing, and what's going to happen? You're missing this, you're missing this, you're missing this. And there's no discussion about retail, business park, future industrial park, the best place to live, restaurants, entertainment. It's what line 13 says, for whatever it's worth. Staff will bring something back as soon as possible.
Alderman, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Roberta, and Alderman Mayor.
Only to clarify that when the memo refers to guiding principles, it's not Mayor Olson's guiding principles. It's referring specifically to the ones I read last night, which is from page 4-7 of the Comprehensive Master Plan, that says the overall guiding principles of the city's economic development effort are as follows: promote a high-quality community for residents and businesses alike, create jobs for a growing population, and stabilize and expand a diverse tax base. That's adopted. And then below that are economic development goals and objectives, and about six or seven policies adopted by the common councils as policies related to economic development. Excuse me. So as we're putting something together for you, trying to take what can be volumes of options, when we bring something back to you, we're going to look at these guidelines and those policies and say, what's the best pieces that we can put together with the to achieve the goals that you're trying. And it may involve industrial park, it may involve business park, it may involve an ombudsman program to help ensure we have business retention. It may involve what the Mayor Taylor used to call an angel program or ambassador program. So somebody coming in has a new business coming in, has an advocate on their side, not just staff they're meeting with. You know, the chapter 4 has volumes of options of things we can do, more than staff could ever do. And so what this does is says, yes, we're going to grab the quick things and move forward. That's what the lastly says.
It's your fault.
Going to be other things where we're going to have to work as a community to say, where can we spend our limited resources when you're talking about retention versus new business, when you're talking about retail versus industrial. And that's what we're going to use what we have and bring back a starting point for you.
Alderwoman Evans.
Yeah, I just see this as stepping stones, starting place, and we have to start moving and stop spinning our wheels. And I like this. Thank you.
Alderman.
I got skipped, and I was going to say exactly what Alderman Evans said. Yes, it's time to get a plan going. We're doing exactly what our citizens want. We've talked enough about this, and we don't need to have all the discussions and get every little detail in the plan. We've got to get a plan going, and we've got to get moving on it, and we need to rely on our experts here within the city to tell us what they know and what they can tell us and where we might need outside help from that. But we've got to get a plan going, and we've got to get moving. And Jesse, when you say you get it, and you were hoping for no action, would this a motion for this hinder that? How would you? Okay, so the motion is okay the way it stands, and we can move forward on that. Okay.
When you all get time, go back to page 75, item, paragraph E, section page, paragraph number 2, and read that. When you get time. Do we have a motion on the floor?
We do.
Okay.
In a second.
Madam Clerk. Does everybody understand the nature of the motion?
No, it was actually what the whole page. Yeah, it was what the director of administration read.
Which was stealing from the third line. Move that staff work under the direction of the mayor on the following items, which then would include items 1 through 4.
Right.
How about the motion being the council endorses the recommendations made by Mr. Liberta on July 1? Would that be the motion?
Let's hear from the city attorney first.
Mr. City Attorney.
With the including the comments of the common council president.
I don't know what I said. You're supposed to be writing it short here. The common council endorses the actions as outlined in the Liberta memo of July 1 and the comments of the common council president. Does that work?
Yeah.
Is there a motion? Wait a minute. There was a motion on the floor, which was?
It would be Alderman Mayor, Alderman Mayor, seconded by Alderman Schmidt.
Did you withdraw your motion for the suggestion?
I do not.
It doesn't bother me. I don't know what it is.
Okay. I think it's fine the way it is. I think we can talk all night.
I just look at the
I don't know if I even have his memo.
Okay, well then I'll withdraw.
I just want to make it short.
Yeah, me too. We're putting more into it than we need.
Hey, what did the city attorney say? What did you say, Mr. City Attorney? Short.
The
memo is good. Motion. Move on.
Motion to accept the Director of Administration memorandum and staff to proceed accordingly, consistent with and including the comments of the Common Council President.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Is there a second to that? All right. Any discussion? There better not be. All those in favor of the motion signify. You sit down. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Restructuring we did. Funding sources, grants. Where do we need that one? Alderman Wilhelm. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well.
You're authorized to do that. Is there a motion authorizing the Alderwoman and the Economic Development Commission to seek alternate funding?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? All that, seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I was going to say that I had asked them to come in and tell us about it, which I've said about five times since I've been sitting up here.
You and I will work on that.
Yikes.
Item H, licenses and permits, Alderman Dandridge.
Licensing committee met. Today, but we didn't get very far, but we have for the July 1st, 2014 meeting, we're making the following recommendations. The Class B combination license, reserve license, and application for grant. We're approving the license, the Class B combination license for the Federation of Croatian Societies. Secondly, we've approved a grant in the amount of $9,800 for the Federated of Croatian Society to offset the reserve license fee.
That would be a public grant?
That would be a public grant, yes. Pardon?
It's an economic grant. It's not a public grant.
Okay.
And it's, I'm assuming that it was based upon the
hardship letter.
Correct.
Based upon the hardship letter that they presented to the committee. And operator renewal license for Amy Mast has been approved with a letter. I'm asking that the remaining list be delayed until our next meeting on in July.
Okay, we're in the third license. Go ahead.
The third license.
Go ahead.
Where's the number?
No. Okay. So the remaining list from Little Cancun to through page 100 that ends with Franklin Lioness Club. Pardon.
The Little Cancun has satisfied all of their requirements. Their license, if you do not act on them,
you can make a separate motion to approve, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, we as a committee did not vote on that. Then.
Okay. Can we just bring it straight here and just have the council take it off?
Actually, it is a renewal, so it would continue unless a hearing was held to revoke it. So she would still be able to operate. We just wait for 2 weeks.
Okay, let's do that.
Council has a question.
All right, where are we at?
City Attorney has a
question. Mr. City Attorney.
One question, please, to the license committee member. So I'm understanding that every application, starting with Little Cancun through the end of the license committee agenda, was not reviewed and recommended with the recommendation made today.
That is correct.
All right. Well, motion number one would be to adjourn all those items to the next common council meeting. Motion number two would be to approve the recommendation of the license committee for the licenses grants, respectively, with regard to the Federation of Croatian Societies and Amy L. Mast. Motion number three, with regard to Little Cancun and the applications there, that based upon information provided by the clerk with regard to full code statutory compliance as of this date, notwithstanding that information not being available for the license committee at today's meeting, motion to approve. 1, 2, 3.
So moved.
So moved.
Is there a motion to approve motion number one, Federation of Croatian Societies?
So moved.
Yeah,
motion one. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Motion number two. Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion to number two.
I'll second it.
Everybody's saying motion number one, and then it's motion number two, and then two is creation. If you're going according to the city attorney's,
I'm going according to what.
Okay. Then what about Alderman D'Andrea's motion that was initial?
Yeah.
Okay. Keep going.
Hold on, guys. Honest to God, we've been doing this collectively for probably 200 years. Got to get this down and do it right. This is silly. All right. motion to be made by the license committee, Mr. Danner.
Well, first of all, just for the record, I'll withdraw my first conversation.
Thank you.
Okay, so then we'll start over.
Please.
Okay. License committee, motion number one, asked to postpone the...
Mr. City Attorney.
Let's refer to the city attorney.
Let's do it one at a time. Mr. City Attorney, motion.
Out of respect, Mr. Mayor, I read in three motions. Number one, number two, number three. There's an audio tape of the meeting. I think the council does not look puzzled in any way, shape, or form.
That's right.
I could just vote on motion number one, then vote on motion number two, then vote on motion number three.
Seems to me that was the path I was going down.
We'll vote on motion number one.
Motion on motion number one.
Motion on number one.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries 6-0. Is there a motion number two?
Now I make a motion on number two.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor of motion number two signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries 6-0. Is there a motion number three?
Motion number three.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor of motion number three signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 6-0. Any other matters from the license?
No.
Okay. You did get a revised invoices and vouchers. Item I-1. Is there a motion to approve the net general checking account city vouchers ranges 152601? Through 152786 in the amount of $672,699.
So moved.
Second.
Dated June 13th. Is there a Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Alderman DeAndrea?
Aye.
Alderman
Aye.
Moore? Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
The amount on that is $672,699.69. What screwed me up was the comma. Is there a motion approving the net payroll dated June 27th in the amount of $336,628.66 and various payroll deductions in the amount of $421,917.09?
So moved. So moved. Second.
Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
What?
Wait, what?
Alderman Mayer? Alderman Taylor?
I said aye.
Motion carries 6-0, I think I'm talking.
Yeah.
Motion approving the net payroll dated July 11th, 2014, estimated as $362,000 and various deductions estimated at $235,000.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Alderman Dandry?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
Motion 6-0, motion is approved. Is there a motion approving property tax payment void number 12870 in the amount of a credit of $5,874.58? Mr. Liberta.
On the next one.
So moved.
Second.
You skipped one of the motions.
That's what I do.
That's what I thought.
New.
Revised. I don't know who wrote new on there.
That was the one that was sitting on the desk when I walked in. I apologize to everyone.
I don't think you did the roll call on the final one.
Okay, there's a roll call needed on the credit. The $5,874, and then we'll figure out what I missed. Number two. Okay. So, roll call, please, Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman DeAndrea?
Aye.
Is there a motion approving the net general checking account city vouchers 152787 through 152808 in the amount of $479,071.50 dated June 27th?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman DeAndrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Evans?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Motion carries 6-0. Is there a put me out of my misery motion to?
So move.
Second.
Discussion.
Yes, sir.
What time is the lineup on Friday, Saturday? What time is the lineup?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock?
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.